Penguin Random House Audio presents Asia's Reckoning, China, Japan, and the Fate of U.S. Power in the Pacific Century by Richard McGregor. Read for you by Steve West. To Kath, Angus, and Kate. Preface. There is no shortage of scenarios in which America's post-war world comes under challenge and starts to crack. It could take the form of a draining showdown with Islamist radicals in the Middle East, a conflict with Russia that engulfs Europe, or a one-on-one superpower naval battle with China. Soon after his election, Donald Trump finished his first conversation as president-elect with Barack Obama at the White House, fretting about the threat from a nuclear-armed North Korea. In daily headlines, the jousting between China and Japan can't compete with the medieval violence of ISIS or the outsized antics of Vladimir Putin or threats from tyrants like Kim Jong-un. The rivalry between the two countries has festered, by some measures, for centuries, giving it a quality that lets it slip on and off the radar. After all, China and Japan, according to the conventional wisdom, are at their heart practical nations with pragmatic leaders. The two countries, along with Taiwan, South Korea, and Southeast Asia, sit at the heart of the global economy. The iPhones, personal computers, and flat-screen televisions in electronic shops around the world, most of the mass-produced furniture and large amounts of the cheap clothing that fill shopping centers in the United States, Europe, and the United Kingdom, a vast array of industrial goods that consumers are scarce.